you know, country blue tin cups, you know. And I got that in Suburban, like Kaz Walker. I went over to Kaz Walker right near the motel I stayed at.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to travel a lot.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah. And I got the got that cup over there, and I use it all the time. That's a souvenir from Kaz Walker. I used to watch him in the morning.
Oh, he comes on at 6 o'clock, and oh, gosh.
But see, I like that music they play.
He runs the city.
Yeah, is that right? Knoxville?
He used to be on city council, but now he has puppets all in the city.
Is that right? But when you were talking before about the accents, you said that if you were going to if you're going to compare them, you said that the accent of the West Tennessee or Middle Tennessee is the most prominent.
Well, Middle West, Knoxville is moderately southern, probably. People, it almost seems to hire the class accent. I don't know if that's true or not, but low income people in Knoxville, you can hear them calling into the radio station saying their opinions, you know, like just talking like this, you know, all this and all that. And people in, of course, when you go up to East Tennessee, further up in East Tennessee, like Irwin or somewhere around there, you have a big accent. But the Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol area doesn't seem to have as much accent as they do in Knoxville. Is that right?
That's a good observation. I think that's interesting because you've got, it's largely the Virginia, it's the Virginia source, I think. And I think that they've been less, I think in some ways Knoxville has been more isolated than the mountain kingdom, as they call it. Okay, well, that's great.